There are so many women who feel like the weight of the world is on their shoulders. And in some cases, it is. Whether they've chosen it or not, they're going it alone, or at least they're feeling that way. Sometimes there are people who could help, and when they ask for help, they might not actually get it. And this is such a great question. This is such a great concept that was sent in by someone just like you, since every Friday is our Ask a Life Coach episode. If you've got a question you'd like me to answer, I'll have details for you at the end on how you can do that. So let's talk about this feeling unappreciated in your home and family on this episode of the Intentional Mom Podcast. This is episode 24. Well, hey there, I am Jennifer Roskamp, a certified life coach and homeschool mom of nine who is passionate about helping women just like you embrace the here and now while also being focused on creating the life you actually want. In reality, it's not about thinking life will get so much better or so much easier when you fill in the blank. Let's work on creating a life you love now. So let's dive in and get started on redefining Supermom to be someone who is present, intentional, and content rather than perfect in our homes, in our lives, and in our own skin. Let's get started. This is the Intentional Mom Podcast. Okay. So if you're new here, you may not be aware that I love to share truths and mantras. As a certified life coach, I'm an intentional living coach, but that means I'm a certified life coach. And as a certified life coach, I am here to help you in every situation that you might face by helping you take back control of what's between your ears. We can always control our thoughts. We can always control how we look at something. We can always control our responses, even when things feel out of control. And one of the best ways to do this is with truth and mantras. And so today, I've got three truths for you here right out of the gate. You'll often hear mantras as well, and really, they're very similar. But I've got some truths that are going to help us kick this off here today. Truth number one. You can't control another person. You truly cannot, but we often think that we can. In reality, we can make requests, we can ask, we can even manipulate other people if you so choose. Not that I would recommend that, but that's really all we can do. But so much of our time, whether we realize it or not, is spent trying to control something or someone that we can't control. But the good news about this is that you don't have to wait for anyone else to do or say something in order to feel a certain way. You can feel good about the things you do regardless of how others feel about this very thing. And by the time we're done here today, I know you'll understand this concept a lot more because we're going to be processing through feeling unappreciated and coming out on the other side of it. So truth number one is that you cannot control another person. Truth number two, your feelings are valid and accurate. You feel them and your feelings are never wrong. A lot of times our negative self-talk kicks in and tries to analyze the things that we feel and tries to tell us all the reasons that we shouldn't feel that way. And then the guilt and the shame kicks in. And we end up trying to convince ourselves that there's something wrong with us for feeling a certain way. And whether in this situation, we're talking about feeling unappreciated, whether that's the situation that's causing a certain feeling, or whether it's something totally different, your feelings are always valid and accurate. They are never wrong. Now, that doesn't mean that they're wise. That doesn't mean that they're accurate. Our brain serves us all kinds of ridiculousness all the time. Again, that whole piece about what's between your ears, it doesn't often have an accurate picture. So your feelings are always valid and accurate and not wrong. That's truth number two. Truth number three, what you do is valuable whether or not anyone else notices. I want to say that again. What you do, whether we're talking in your home, in your work, whatever it is, what you do is valuable, whether or not anyone else notices. And just sit with that. And that can be a very powerful truth. If you find yourself in a place right now, sometimes we just get in a funk, don't we? So if you find yourself in a place where you're often feeling, and what happens when that happens, right? That is not a good feeling to have. And when we sit and we entertain feelings that are not good ones for us to have, and that kind of that put us on that negative side of the spectrum, when we do that, what happens? We spiral down into other negative thoughts and feelings, right? And we just kind of spiral downward, and we just kind of get in a sort of funk where everything feels negative, where we're having all kinds of different feelings that are on the negative end of the spectrum rather than on the positive side of the spectrum. And as much as it's not nice to be on the negative end of the spectrum with what we think and feel, the problem with staying there for too long is that when we feel down in the dumps, it affects all of the things, many, many of the things that you would like to be doing. You know what I mean, where if you're feeling down in the dumps, you're feeling negative, you're feeling unappreciated, how does that affect your motivation? It affects it a lot, much of the time, right? And so this is where it becomes helpful for us to process through negative emotions and choose better ones instead. And so that's what we're doing here today. So what you do is valuable, whether or not anyone notices. All right, so here's why this is true. Here's why these truths are true. Number one, you do the things that you do in your home and in the areas and the places where you feel unappreciated. You do these things because you love. Things you do for your loved ones, you do to show them love. You give that. You put that out. You project that. That is essentially an offering that you are giving to the people that you love, because that's what you do. You do these things not so that you can get appreciation or thanks. It's awesome when we get that, right? But it's you do these things unconditionally because you love these people. They might try your patience at times. That's a whole nother conversation, right? But you do these things because you love. And that's good. That's good, right? Good on the love that you have. So that's reason number one. Reason number two, you do these things because you love these people well. Even if it's received the way that you would like, even if their reaction doesn't value the worth of what you do, you are still loving your people well. You'll do that. Take credit for that. Recognize yourself for that. You love people well. Even if it's not received in the way that you would like, even if their reaction doesn't value the worth of what you do. The things that you do has worth even if they don't recognize and value it. That's what number two is all about. Number three, you know that the things that you do, you know what they are, even if other people aren't aware. And that happens a lot, right? There is a lot that we do behind the scenes. There's a lot that goes into making your home front run. I know it because the same is true for here. There is a lot that you do that many people have no idea. They get a little taste of that. If you ever end up going away, just yourself and your family kind of operates without you in it, or if you're sick sometime, right? And so everybody has to carry on without you. Now that gets a really good picture to people of the things that you do. It's like they don't recognize, and really they don't have the ability of recognizing these things in some cases until you're just simply not there to do them. I know I travel a fair amount, and when I first stepped into traveling alone for work, When I first stepped into that, my family had to adjust to being on their own. This was a new thing. I hadn't ever really traveled on my own. And this was years ago now. I've been traveling for work for 7 years, maybe. So when it first started happening, though, there would be the phone calls and the texts that would happen every single time, often more than once, where it would be a conversation like, wow, I don't know how you do this. Wow, I never realized how much you do. And then that was always followed up with, wow, I can't wait for you to get home part, right? But the things that you do, right, you know what they are. And you know that they make things tick. You know that they make things work. And so because you are kind of helping wheel the machine that happens every day, these things make a difference to you as well. They make a difference in your life, the things that you do, even if they're things that you do, quote unquote, for others. They make a difference to you. And you can choose to remember that. And you can choose to remember that anyone else who experiences a difference in their life because of what you do, well, that's just a bonus. You're going to do the things because they make a difference in your life. So sometimes some of the things that we do, I think of like household chores, right? On the outside, it might look like you're helping someone clean their room. You're taking care of a task that kind of affects essentially only them. But in reality, it makes a difference to you too. You gain a sense of completion. You gain a sense of accomplishment. Again, you feel love because you've given love. It doesn't matter whether or not it's received or how it's received. You still experience that emotion because you've given it. And so, anyone else who experiences the benefits and really understands and recognizes what you've done, well, that can just be a bonus. You can remember that the things that you do because they make a difference to you and they make a difference in your life. And that can be enough when you choose for that to be enough. So that is number three. Number four, the things you do willingly because you want to. Again, doing things can make you feel good, whether or not the intended recipient also feels good about them. You can feel good about them. And you know what this means. You've experienced this so many times. That sense of accomplishment, that ability to look at something that you did and see it and say, wow, I did that. And maybe you say, wow, that looks so much better. Or maybe it's something that functions better because of something that you did. Maybe you reorganized or moved things around or figured out how to make something work better. We talk about that a lot here as well. I teach a lot about kind of marrying the mindset with practical skills because we all need practical skills. We all need help with practical skills as well. So I offer a lot of those. So there are times where I'm talking about organization. We've talked about clutter here on the podcast twice already. That's a practical thing. But there's always these practical advantages that come as well. And you get to experience those again, whether or not anyone else notices or appreciates. Many of the things you do, you benefit in that way as well. The next thing to remember is that you don't need, sometimes it can feel like we do, and sometimes, man, it sure would be nice, right? But the bottom line is you don't need the approval, the recognition, or the validation from anyone else to know your worth. You don't need the approval, recognition, or validation from anyone else. You are choosing to live an intentional life, which is what we're all about here. It's about making sure that you're doing the things that matter to you in the midst of all of the have-to things. That's what living an intentional life is. And again, is it nice when we get those things? Absolutely it is. But you don't need those things. You can choose to be in the driver's seat of your life and intentionally choosing to create the life you actually want. So you get to make that decision as well. So again, to kind of bring everything we talked about here to a close, for the listener who wanted to know, my family doesn't appreciate what I do, and I am so over it. Remember these truths And remember what you're doing these things for. Remember what we talked about here today. Because when you do that, it gives you the ability to keep doing what you're doing. Again, because you love your people well, because the things that you do make a difference to you, because you want to do them, and because you want feelings that you experience, positive feelings that come as a result of doing these things. And you do these things because you are choosing the life that you live. And that will, remembering these things will give you the ability to continue to do the work that you do, regardless of how it is not perceived. We want to make every moment matter. And controlling, again, what's between your ears and bringing it back to a place that what's between your ears, what you're thinking is helpful and is positive and is empowering. Well, that makes everything possible that you might want to do. So that is what I had for you here today. Make it an intentional day. Well, that was a lot to think about there. Of course, we would love it if we could feel recognized and appreciated and even thanked for the things that we do. But now you know that while that would definitely be nice, you know your worth and the benefits of what you do are not dependent on those things. So in the next episode, we're going to be talking about something that is closely related to this. We're going to be talking about getting you some help around the house. In my house, I have the belief that if you live here, you can help here. You can not even help. There are responsibilities, and because you live here, you need to do those too. But also, in my house, we also know that we all work as a team, which has validating benefits for every person who lives here. So I'll be sharing some strategies I use to get my family helping and taking care of their share of the responsibilities. I'll share some of those strategies with how I make that happen with the things that we need to get done. So it's not just everything on my shoulders, and no worries. There's no yelling, nagging, or begging required. So until then, why not get out of the back seat where life happens to you and get in the driver's seat where you're creating the life you actually want in the midst of the curveballs and the detours that life sends you. This is the heart of intentional living, which is a whole lot more fun than passive living. And that's what we're all about. We'll talk again soon.